Friday, prayers worshippers in the Iranian capital Tehran have taken to the streets to condemn U.S. and Israeli threats against Iran.
Iranians have terrible memories from the U.S. and its anti-Iran policies. These have to be dealt with and addressed accordingly.
We are against relations with the United States. That's because Washington wants Iran to suspend and then give up its nuclear energy program.
Protesters criticized U.S. President Barack Obama for following the warmongering rhetoric of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against Tehran. They say Obama repeated the military threat despite Tehran's call for peace and dialogue with the West, including the United States. The protesters also slammed Netanyahu and his warmongering remarks, which they said were designed to distract attention from the regime's internal crisis and international isolation. Let's talk with journalist Lambert Nadari, who joins us in the studios, to get his thoughts on this. Lambert, if we want to look at how Iranians have reacted, first of all, regarding U.S.'s threats and, of course, Israel's threat, they have a right to, because, as Iran's foreign minister said, this flip-flop policy distracts and takes away from any type of mutual trust that at this point needs to be established between the U.S. and Iran.
Well, Kaveh, I'm not surprised, and I don't blame the worshippers for taking to the streets to condemn this, anti-Iran rhetoric coming out of Washington and, of course, Tel Aviv. Remember, things went smoothly and well, according to the plan, in the United States during the UN General Assembly, and up until the moment President Obama gave a call to President Rouhani to talk about future relations between Iran and the United States, and, of course, Iran's nuclear program and future talks with the P5+1 group of nations. But things immediately started to change for the worse when President Obama had a meeting with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu, during which he once again said that all options are still on the table, including military strike with regard to Iran's nuclear program and the dispute over the nature of its program. Now you put yourself in the shoes of the general public in the Iranian capital Tehran and, of course, other cities. This kind of, two different types of voices coming out of Tel Aviv, out of Washington, and of course the U.S. administration didn't go just well in Iran, especially among the general public and the conservative politicians and leaders. Now President Obama is having two different types of voices, and we have the same kind of voices in the capital Tehran. This means this clearly translates into the fact that trust doesn't exist to that, expected level, both in Iran and, of course, the United States. And if things want to change, if both governments want to somehow sort out their differences and come up to some kind of, constructive dialogue and communication, they should come up with just one voice, both from Washington and the capital Tehran. Now we have to wait and see if Washington hears what the general public had to say today. They don't trust the government in Washington, and they want some firm action from the United States. If that comes up, then President Rouhani will have the full backing of the general public and the conservatives in order to start a constructive dialogue with the West, especially with the United States, with regard to bilateral ties.
Well, Iran's president has come out and said that things are not going to get resolved overnight. We did get a response from the U.S. Secretary of Defense and the U.S. Secretary of State when they were in the Far East regarding what Israel had said, indirectly saying, this is going to be diplomatic suicide if we don't listen to Iran and if we don't see what results is going to come out of that. Don't you think that Israel overall isolated itself based on the speech that it gave? And then also, even within Israel, there were some opposition groups that criticized them for coming out in the aggressive nature that it did at the UNGA.
Well, Kaveh, that's a very interesting point. To know who is the winner of this new, diplomatic wave coming out of the capital, Tehran, we have to see who is not happy with it. Those who are not happy with it are basically the losers, and Israel is one of them, because Israel knows that from now on, if it wants to attack Lebanon, if it wants to attack Palestine or take any kind of drastic military measures against other countries in the Middle East, it won't have any excuse to launch these attacks. And that excuse until now was the threat of Iran. That threat doesn't exist, because at the UN General Assembly, President Rouhani made it absolutely clear that Iran does not pose any threat to any country in the Middle East and beyond. Now Israel doesn't have that kind of excuse to say that, look, Iran is a threat, its program is a threat, and I have to be armed, I have to attack this place or that place. Israel will find it very difficult to win any international trust during its next military campaign against any neighbor in the Middle East. That's why they are not happy with it.
Thank you very much for that. Journalist Ghanbar Nadir there sharing his thoughts with us here in the studios.